Page 91. Exercise 2. Listening. The Magpies and the Bell.
One of my favorite stories is from South Korea. It's called The Magpies and the Bell. It goes like this. Long ago, there was a young man who lived in a small village. He needed to go to a big city that was far away from his village. So he walked and walked for several days. One day, he heard a bird. Caw, caw, caw. He ran toward the sound and stopped below a tall tree. He looked up and saw a nest, a magpie's nest. Then he looked again and saw a big snake. It was moving slowly toward the magpie and her babies. The man shot the snake with his arrow and killed it. The man walked away, happy that he'd killed the snake and saved the baby magpies. He continued to walk until it became dark. Then he thought, "Where will I spend the night?" As soon as he thought that, he saw a light. He walked toward it. And do you know what he saw? A big house. He knocked on the gate and called, "Hello, is anybody home?" A beautiful young woman came out. He explained that he was walking to the city and hoped he could stay there for the night. She said, "Of course, come inside. You must be tired and hungry. I'll make you something to eat." After he ate, he fell asleep. Later that night, the man woke up. A large snake was around his neck. "Help!" he shouted. "Shouting is useless. No one can hear you," said the snake. "I've been waiting for you." The young man then realized that the beautiful young woman was really a snake. The snake and the woman were the same. The snake said, "You shot a snake earlier. That was my husband. We had a good life together. Snakes turn into dragons after a good life. Now we will never become dragons together. You killed him, and so I must kill you." The man said, "I didn't kill your husband because I hated him. I did it because I felt sorry for the magpies. Please, don't kill me, please." "All right," the snake said, "I won't kill you if you can do one thing. In the mountains, there is a very old building. In the building, there's a bell. If you can ring that bell 3 times, I will let you live." "That doesn't sound so difficult," said the man. "Wait," the snake continued. "You must ring the bell 3 times from right here. If you can do that, then I will let you go." Helpless, the man closed his eyes and waited to die. But suddenly, he heard 3 bell sounds. Ding, ding, ding. As soon as he heard this, the snake turned into a dragon and disappeared. And at the same time, the house disappeared. The man was confused. He didn't know what had happened. Who had rung the bell? The next morning, the man went to look for the old building. He walked and walked and finally found it. He then saw a big, beautiful old bell. Just below the bell, there were 2 magpies. The magpies must have rung the bell for the man who had saved their babies, and then they died.